This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is echoing President Trump's warning to North Korea.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says North Korea should not be weighing actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people. North Korea's army issued a statement earlier today saying it's studying a plan to create an enveloping fire with ballistic missiles in areas around Guam. The Pentagon chief responded by saying any action by North Korea would be grossly overmatched by the U.S., and Pyongyang would lose any arms race or conflict it starts. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Washington Post is reporting the FBI raided the home of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort in suburban Washington last month.
The raid comes as federal prosecutors increase legal pressure on Manafort over his international business dealings while working as a lobbyist. According to the Post, agents armed with search warrants seized documents and other materials in the pre-dawn raid on July 26th. The raid came a day after Manafort was interviewed by staff members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. The specific documents that were seized haven't been identified, but critics say it's material that Manafort had already provided to Congress.
Correspondent Wally Hines, the Post. The Postal Service may soon have more freedom to raise the price of a postage stamp.
The Postal Regulatory Commission is expected to make a decision next month about the cost of postage. The decision, which follows a 10-year review, might limit how high prices could go, but not whether to raise those prices. The Postal Service has lost money for the past 10 years, despite online shopping, which has led to double-digit growth in its package delivery service.
Correspondent Linda Kenyon, Hurricane Franklin roared ashore on Mexico's central Gulf Coast early Thursday, but it weakened to a tropical storm as it moves inland after making landfall in Mexico as a hurricane. Homosexual advocates filed a court challenge Thursday to the government's unusual plan to canvass Australians' opinion on so-called same-sex marriage next month. More of these stories at townhall.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The productivity of American workers rose modestly in the spring.
The Labor Department says productivity grew at an annual rate of 0.9% in the April to June quarter after a 0.1% rate of increase in the first quarter. Labor costs edged up at a 0.6% rate in the second quarter, a sharp slowdown from a 5.4% growth rate in the first quarter. Productivity has been weak throughout the economic recovery. Many analysts say this represents the biggest economic challenge facing the country.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The GoFundMe fundraising website says people who gave money to an Ohio woman accused of making up a story about her son having terminal cancer will get refunds if it turns out she scammed them. That certainly appears to be the case. Prosecutors say Monica Burgett shaved her son's eyebrows and head and took photos of him to post on the GoFundMe site to raise $40,000. This is townhall.com. A legal settlement between ABC and a South Dakota meat producer in a defamation lawsuit over the network's reports on a beef product that the media dubbed pink slime exceeded $177 million.
Disney, which owns ABC, disclosed a $177 million legal settlement charge in a filing with a government securities regulator this week that didn't specifically link it to South Dakota-based Beef Products Incorporated. BPI attorney Dan Webb said that based on the disclosure, it appears Disney is funding $177 million of the settlement and insurers are paying the rest. In a statement, Webb says, as Disney disclosed, $177 million is not the total settlement amount and didn't give the full figure. Keith Peters reporting.
Walmart is bringing back an app to let shoppers skip the checkout line and pay for items themselves on their smartphones. With the app, shoppers can scan items with their phone as they shop. When they're done, they can pay for the same items through the same app. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, every once in a while, it is good. It's wisdom to stop, you know. Even though this government from time to time has tried to stop things, you know, there's pushback by activist judges that say, No, let's not do this. For what, you know? All of a sudden we have one judge who's not been elected deciding on the national security of this country. But, you know, that's whole for another day. Hey, this weekend, lots of choices on the big screen. And one that is coming back, if you didn't get it the first time, you get to get it maybe the next time. And that's an inconvenient sequel, you might call it, to an inconvenient truth, supposedly and allegedly, because I think we're still trying to figure out what the truth was from the first one that came out. And we're talking about Al Gore's sequel to An Inconvenient Truth. And no better to give us some commentary on this right now than Mark Morano. Mark is the former communications director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, senior aide, speechwriter, and climate researcher for Senator James Inhofe, executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, a pioneering climate and eco news center. Mark has been with us many times, and we love having his perspective here to bring some reason to this whole debate. And, of course, Mark also wrote and hosted the Climate Hustle movie. And as I mentioned, the executive director of ClimateDepot.com, a project of the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow. Mark, good to have you back with us. How you doing?
Thank you, Bill. Very, very happy to be here. I just got back last week from Australia.
Yeah, you went head to head. You head to head with Al Gore. He shook your hand. I mean, have you washed your hands since?
Well, I got to meet him. He was very cordial until he realized who I was and the fact that I had a copy of my DVD, Climate Hustle, and tried to give it to him. At which point, he abruptly walked off and headed to his Lexus, waiting Lexus SUV.
Yes, with his minimal carbon footprint, so to speak. At least that's the alleged minimal carbon footprint. I love the picture that I saw, Mark, where that gal next to the former vice president, she looked rather horrified because she saw what you were handing. She got it first. I think it took Al Gore a minute or two to understand what it was all about. And then you were, you know, questioned by security. How did you get in here? Like as if you're some, you know, you were some Russian spy or something.
Yeah. In fact, you know, Gore is he's always in a bubble like that. He didn't take any questions from the audience. They ban recording devices, don't allow interviews, don't allow anyone to come up. He immediately leaves the stage. And these are people that pay a lot of money. This was over a $500 per head conference that they were at. And they weren't allowed to even do a single Q&A with Gore. He's immediately taken back. We were able to position ourselves knowing where his SUV was waiting, so we were able to get him. We did the same thing, by the way, at the Sundance Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
In the snow, we asked him about his failed tipping points, And he had nothing really to say there, ran off and departed into his, that was his Chevy Suburban or Chevy Tahoe, black SUV waiting for him as he drove off in the snow.
Right. Well, you know, this is the problem I've had from day one about this, Mark, and you and I have discussed this before, and that is that if somebody's going to make these statements and they prove to be unworthy and, you know, the veracity falls by the wayside, why is he still given place to come back again and take another bite of the apple when he lied to us so much the first time? Then what do we call the second lie?
Well, the thing is, the powers that be, media, academia, the United Nations, they don't accept that Al Gore lied about anything. To him, he's their prophet. And if his predictions didn't come true, that doesn't really matter because he's warning us, he's trying, and you can't expect everything to be right. In fact, you know, most of these tipping points that they keep doing, you know, we have 10 years to act. And you go back to 1980s, the United Nations officials were warning of 10-year tipping points on global warming. They all passed, but no one called them on it because it's like they're doing the hard work and they're raising awareness. And so they end up just saying, well, another 10-year tipping point or 5-year tipping point. We've had 4-year tipping points. We had the 100-month tipping point by Prince Charles, which recently expired. We've had, we must act in days by Canadian officials. UN officials have said we've had, 50 months. I mean, they just keep coming out with such silly nonsense. And when the deadline passes, they just put a new deadline and no one blinks an eye. No one questions it. There is no skepticism in the media when it comes to this kind of stuff.
When you talk about how the lies abound, and here Rolling Stone is saying that a number of Americans wish that Trudeau was their president, easily handled, move to Canada.
Exactly.
You know. Just saying.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, you know, just if I can divert for a moment, the most unique and I guess pleasurable thing about watching Donald Trump as president, and you can have all kinds of different opinions of Donald Trump, but he is literally an alien force in Washington. The man is not subject to the usual political pressures that we've seen from Republican and Democrat presidents. And in that regard, no matter what he does, it's the most refreshing thing to watch someone who just doesn't give a darn about what the media thinks, what the Republican establishment thinks, what all that. And that is, you know, one of the reasons he was able to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. No other president, no President McCain would have done that. No President Romney would have done that. No President George W. Bush would have done that. No President George H.W. Bush. I mean, that's an amazing thing to watch. And that's sort of the spirit of America. And so when Rolling Stone says they want people to move to Canada, as you say, there's nothing stopping him. Michael Moore sounds like he might do it. He doesn't want to live in America under Trump.
Right. Well, of course, Babs, Barbara, I'm in California now on my way to Hawaii. And, Barbara Streisand, last time I checked, she's still there in Malibu. And I think it was back in 2000 when W was elected. She said, that's it. She's packing up. She's moving. And I didn't see any movers come over, to Malibu to pack her stuff up.
Yeah, by the way, on Barbara Streisand, she's actually a major player in the climate debate. One of the lead UN authors, we're supposed to be told that the United Nations is this impartial, nonpartisan body that's looking at the science of the world's most esteemed scientists. The head of the United Nations climate panel was a guy named Dr. Rajendra Pachauri. He said, quote, global warming is my religion. What other science body have you found that where the head of it says that their work is their religion? And the other thing is Barbara Streisand gave $250,000 to Michael Oppenheimer, a former Environmental Defense Fund activist who's now a UN lead author. This is who they put in charge. You follow the money and you follow, more importantly, the ecological ideology behind all this. And that's a big key driver, money and ideology.
Well, and you talk about religion. I just was presented an article yesterday where it's almost like you've got modern day eugenicists that are speaking out and saying, they're promoting the death of people because, all in the name of global warming. They say that, we need less people here in America. So again, we're, that age old debate about the population of the planet, global warming is going to settle all this stuff. And that's like,
well,
really?
They've actually solved it. Studies have shown that as the temperature warms, the global warming's hypest, people will be less in the mood, shall we say, so there'll be less reproduction. And you have people calling for over, you know, Al Gore said we need ubiquitous fertility management, lamented how many Africans are going to be. But most importantly, Harrison Ford just came out recently and said that global warming is going to essentially take away all the humans and make us extinct. Problem solved. This is what they've been asking for since Paul Ehrlich's 1960s, the overpopulation scare. We finally found something to check our population and control it. Why aren't they celebrating? That's what I don't understand.
Exactly. Well, we got the answer right here on Bill Martinez Live exclusively. You move to Canada and you kill your babies. That's the answer.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
spite of all this crazy prophetic, you know, information or fake news that's going out there about our climate, you know, Mark Morano, producer of Climate Hustle and publisher of Climate Depot, is with us talking about an inconvenient sequel to Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. You know, Mark, you were talking about Al Gore being the prophet. Well, the office of the prophet is such, for those of you that can appreciate history and appreciate what the office of the prophet is all about, is that the validation of your office is the fact that you are correct. If you are not correct and you're putting out false prophecy and false evidence out there, in the old days, they would just take you out and stone you, right?
That's right. Now, Gore would not claim, here's why he won't claim he's false. He's predicting doom. And there, and there's a whole movement of the green movement that just believes in that, that mankind is a parasite on the earth, that we're destroying it, that we're all facing ecological doom. Unless we give up our free choices, free decisions, and have to turn everything over to centralized planning, government, bureaucrats, people who can bean count and decide our future and decide everything from the light bulbs to our appliances, to our home thermostats, to the cars we drive, to the food we eat with ban now on stop eating meat as part of the whole global warming agenda, to our transportation. There have been calls for carbon ration cards in the UK, CO2 budgets for every man, woman, and child on the planet. And these are the cities they give from Berlin to Beijing, not two cities with great human freedom records, if you catch my drift there. So what they're saying is they want to turn all this over because they believe in doom. So even if people make, like Al Gore makes, wrong prediction after wrong prediction after wrong prediction, they still believe it's going to happen in the future. Paul Ehrlich, the overpopulation, is the most discredited scientist probably of the 20th century. But people still believe he's right. They just say, well, his timing was a little bit off. We're all doomed and we're going to have famines and resource scarcity and over, but his timing was off. In other words, if you say someone's going to die in 5 years and they're still alive and they live another 50, you're still right because they eventually died. That's
yes, exactly.
The standard
right.
They hold them to.
Well, it is amazing that, you know, if Al Gore really believed in what he talks about, how come he's not the walking example, you know, walking about kind of like Gandhi, you know, changing the way he looks, his persona, his dress, everything else, and, of course, his modes of transportation. But, you know, that's one of those inconvenient truths, I guess.
Yeah, in fact, in 2007 or 2008, at the Academy Awards, he and Leonardo DiCaprio walked out on stage, and they flashed all these green tips, things like use public transit. Well, when was the last time Leonardo DiCaprio or Al Gore took a city bus anywhere?
Yes, yeah.
And this is that old sort of Soviet, like the Politburo would live one way and the masses would live another. And that's what they're doing. The UN chief has said he lived at 30,000 feet flying around the world to all these exotic climate conferences. They don't see hypocrisy in that. Al Gore was recently asked, and he said, I don't own a private jet. Well, gee, you don't have to own a private jet to fly in them all the time.
Right, exactly. You and Hillary, you found a way to get around all that. You know, the thing is, it would be interesting if Al Gore and Leonardo DiCaprio did get on public transit, they'd probably be thrown out at the next stop.
Al Gore... In his film, he talks about building your house. I mean, in his what's that called? They had his live Earth concert.
Oh yeah, right.
Handbooks.
Right.
And he had things like, you know, build your home out of straw, take share baths together, ride a bike to work. It's all of these little sort of, I guess you'd almost call them religious-like gestures that they're trying to get people to get into all this sort of symbolism. Meanwhile, they do whatever they want, and multiple homes, yachts, houses. In the case of Leonardo DiCaprio, he was named a United Nations spokesman on climate. He goes out and gives major policy scientific addresses to the UN General Assembly in New York and around the world at the Paris Climate Summit. And yet he has no – in his personal life, the big news is he's going to fly a commercial airliner to get a big environmental award instead of the usual private jet and hanging out on his yacht. So one time he's doing something as a gesture, and the media is like, oh, my gosh, he's come around. Look at it. Isn't that special? He's flying commercial. Yeah. I wonder if he's flying economy, by the way. That'll be interesting if he's going to be going first class.
Well, you know, he's got to be careful, especially if it's on Delta, because if he buys extra legroom like Ann Coulter, then he's liable to lose his aisle seat. Could you imagine that?
Boy, I'd love to see angry rant by Leonardo DiCaprio posting on Twitter and video of, you know, people taking his seat. Welcome to coach. Welcome to economy class.
All in the name of the green theology, the new green theology that's spreading out. Well, regarding this Inconvenient sequel, Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, which is going to be premiered this weekend, and then I guess it goes to full release, and I guess you would spell that F-O-O-L, full release, the following week, right?
Yeah, in fact, it's still going to be limited release from what I just saw. It looked like it was going to be 500 or 600 theaters after next weekend.
Now, oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Yeah,
Planet Hustle had 400 theaters nationwide for a one-night showing, and we were like the highest per-screen average for the night that we ran back in 2016. So I don't know that this is Paramount Pictures. Gore, they're not expecting a big splash with this. Keep in mind, Gore has not had a successful track record in recent years. He's had a couple of these concerts that they've had to cancel. He's had the 24 Hours of Climate Reality. Some of them didn't even get 1,000 web hits when you look at the footage on them. He's had his lowest ratings of his TV network, Kern. He was forced to sell it to Al Jazeera for a few $100 million. He's now the most lavishly funded fossil fuel player in the climate debate, Al Gore, after taking the Al Jazeera Middle Eastern oil money.
Right.
So I don't know that he's got a huge success here on his hands. I don't see any possible scenario under which this sequel can equal the success of his first one commercially, critically, or any of the other. I think the debate's moved beyond Al Gore in many ways.
Now, you saw this at Sundance, right?
I didn't see that. No, we actually had one of our people at Climate Depot did. We posted a full review. But I got to, when I was in Melbourne and met Al Gore, he did a preview of the movie with lots of different clips. And talked about it. He did his PowerPoint presentation. And I'll be seeing the full film. They've re-edited it since Sundance with new ending to reflect Donald Trump pulling out of Paris. So I'll be seeing the whole movie tomorrow.
So from what you've been exposed to, a real quick summary review of what if anybody happens to find their way and they decide that they want to spend some of their hard-earned dollars to view this Inconvenience sequel, what do they have to look forward to?
Well, I know for a fact this includes claims of the hottest year on record, which is just total bunk because they're claiming records that are within the margin of error of the data set, within the margin that they actually adjust them without explanation, tenths of a degree. The record years are within hundredths of a degree to maybe a tenth or so of a degree between previous years. It's a fancy way of saying the global warming pause, which began in the late 90s, still continues. In fact, the satellite data is still showing a pause. But they're actually going back and revising all that. And the other thing Al Gore does over and over, it's mostly anecdotal. And I saw clips of this when I was in Australia. It's just anecdotal information of people being rescued from floods, showing tornadoes, showing hurricanes, showing droughts, and saying that this is the finger of man-made global warming. The problem is the science is exactly opposite of what he's claiming. They're all on either no trend or declining trends. We're at near record low for extreme weather globally, particularly on hurricanes and typhoons and tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
But Gore just uses the emotional appeal. And then the rest of apparently the last third of the movie is about him just lobbying the United Nations Climate Summit to make that Paris Agreement come forward. So you have to be like an Al Gore sycophant to really get into all that. The reviews are tepid, and even New Republic is saying that many on the left are afraid that Al Gore is going to, you know, they're cringing essentially that Al Gore is coming back to the climate debate because they think he does more damage to the debate because he turns it into a partisan issue and turns off half of the electorate immediately.
And what happens to the real scientists here in all this, Mark? How are they affected? Because they've been forced for many years to go along, to get along, to get those research grants. You know, what is the future of real science in America?
Well, unfortunately, you know, the Trump administration is not going to be able to probably change that trajectory. The funding is going to continue. The global warming scare is probably alive and well for decades to come because it's got organizational, academic, media, the United Nations, and endless funding. And until those basic fundamentals change, they're going to continue to gin up scare despite the fact that the climate is turning against them. Everything from sea levels dropping at the current moment. Global temperatures are not are still in the pause. The Antarctica is actually contributing to sea level lowering. Polar bears are at record number. You can go through A to Z. They are failing across the board, but they'll still claim alarm because they're always talking about the future and doom of what could happen.
Well, Mark, we got to leave it there. We got to hit the pause button. Thank you for being with us.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. About 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're especially blessed because on the phone with us right now is Jennifer Rothschild. And she spells it with an S. It's a silent S, and I said, that's only because you're so super, so that's why we got that S in there. Right, Jennifer?
I told you, I'll take it, man.
You got it. Well, Jennifer, despite going blind at the age of 15, has learned to live beyond limits through her faith. She's even gone bungee jumping. Oh, my goodness. We got to talk a little bit more about that one. She is a national speaker, Fresh Ground in Faith events that she created. Jennifer, what a blessing to have you on the show, to have our audience hear your incredible story that you document in your book, Me, Myself, and Lies, What to Say When You Talk to Yourself.
Yeah, you know, we all talk to ourselves, Bill, and I learned the hard way that it really matters what you say to yourself, because, you know, stuff happens in life, and if you don't tell yourself the truth, then your words can become your worst enemy, much worse than the actual stuff you deal with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Zig Ziglar, our good friend who passed away many years ago, used to talk about stinking thinking, and that, you know, it starts out with the thoughts. You know, this is why we have the full armor of God, so you got that shield of faith that blocks out those fiery darts. Otherwise, we get harpooned with these thoughts that are antithetical of the thoughts that God has toward us.
Exactly.
And you grab that thought, it takes root, it becomes words, that becomes an action, that becomes a habit, that forms our character, and before you know it, we're on a destiny, a path that God never intended us to be on.
Exactly. It's like we've all got what I call a thought closet in our minds. And it's that place where we store away everything we've ever said to ourselves. And, you know, sometimes some of the things that get in there are because someone else who we loved and therefore we were vulnerable to them, or maybe someone in authority said things to us that were unkind or untrue. And we just took them in and put them in our thought closet. And then you wardrobe your life with what's in your thought closet.
Exactly.
You know, so if you're wardrobed in defeat today, chances are it's because you stored a lot of junk in your thought closet, like, I can't do anything right, I'm never good enough. And you're right, we need to do an inventory in our thought closet, clean out all those lies, and fill it with God's truth.
Well, and some of the thoughts that are in that closet may even precede you, and may be generational thoughts as well, don't you think?
I do, and that's why in the book, Me, Myself, and Lies, I help us go through these three stages. They're super simple. They all begin with the letter R, because I need to keep things simple. And the first R simply is recognize. Recognize. You know, sometimes we don't know what we're saying to ourselves because it's normal to us. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time a friend saying to me, man, you shouldn't say that. I said, you don't even notice because it's normal to me. And she said, yeah, normal like cancer.
Wow.
So we've got to start paying attention to what we say.
Mm-hmm. So the first R is recognize. The second R?
The second R is refuse. So once you recognize that you're not speaking truth to yourself, then you got to refuse it. So, you know, for me, Bill, I was a name caller. Jennifer, you're such an idiot. Well, of course, that's not true.
Right.
So when I would catch myself doing it, it was like I would see myself hold that in my fist, that lie, and I would refuse it. It could knock at the door of my thought closet all day, but I refused to let it in. And sometimes we've got to apply that discipline just to hold our thoughts, make them captive, make them obey the truth, and then that's going to lead you to the third R, which is replace.
Replace
it with the truth.
Exactly.
And then you can put that beautiful truth in your thought closet.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you talk about, Jennifer, you're an idiot, then we all get caught up in those things, and you wonder where that comes from. Because it comes off so naturally until you have some awareness and or some really dear friend that says to you, no, you're not, and causes you to take pause to evaluate, as you say, you know, first of all, you're going to recognize what is the power? Because words have meaning and they have power in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, James says, you know, we got the power of the tongue. We can speak life or speak death. And sometimes it just seems so, you know, maybe so contemporary to, you know, talk down to yourself. But that's really ungodly, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, in the book, I don't use the word positive or negative self-talk. Because here's the thing. We need to speak constructive versus destructive soul talk.
Yes.
We're talking directly to our souls, just like the psalmist did when he would say, why are you in despair, O my soul? Hope in God. Or bless the Lord, O my soul. He's talking to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to do. And so we use constructive words. And, you know, sometimes constructive words don't feel positive. You know, like, I remember one time losing my temper with my husband. Well, it hasn't happened just once. It's happened more than once. But I remember one particular time when I had to sit myself down and say, Jennifer, you have an anger issue. You got to figure this out. You got to get this junk out of your heart so you stop reacting angrily. Well, that may feel negative, right? But that's very constructive. That's what I mean by speaking truth to our soul. But we always do it like Jesus would, full of grace and full of truth.
And the thing is, when you consider the pathways here, it's either life or death.
Yeah.
And are you speaking life or are you speaking death? And you can always tell because life, words of life, even though they are constructive and can be hurtful, will lead to more life as opposed to death, which, you know, only goes to death, right?
Exactly. Yeah, life will always grow. When something stops growing, it's no longer alive. I mean, that's the part, that's how we exist, is there's growth and there's change that represents life. But when we speak words of death to us, which are words that always end with a period, you are so dumb, period, as if that's the final statement, then that might as well be etched on our tombstone. That's why we need to speak words of truth that are constructive, and they're always based on the truth. In fact, Bill, I call them water words, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, we throw gasoline in our thought closet, those negative, destructive words, and that ignites the fire within us. It might be the fire of anger or the fire of despair, whatever it is, and we have a meltdown. But when we put water words, words of truth, words of grace into our thought closets, then that brings life. It nurtures our soul. It helps us to grow. And then the life that we're living, we're able to give to others and splash that refreshing water on them too.
Exactly. Well, we need to recognize, refuse, replace, and recognizing it is a bit of confession, a confession to God, a confession to self, that the words of death that I've been speaking into my life are not godly. It doesn't match up with the identity that God has given us, does it?
Yeah. You can look at Philippians 4:8. That's a great way to begin to recognize, which says, you know, is it good? Is it lovely? Is it of a good report? And if it's not, then it's not true.
Yeah, if it's not, you refuse it, right? Put up that shield of faith, refuse that that contraindication, those contra words that are not consistent with He who created you and who you belong to.
Yeah, and God gives you wisdom, too, to recognize. As we humbly say, you know, Lord, I got this bad habit of talking to myself in an ugly way, self-slander, beat myself up. It's a habit, and habits are difficult to change, but not with the grace of the Lord and His strength and His wisdom. And I believe God will set wisdom as a watchman at the door of your thought closet, and He'll help you know what you're allowed to let in there and what you need to pull out of that thought closet.
Well, we're talking about the power of your thoughts and her brand new book, Me, Myself, and Lies, What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. And I think you're starting to catch it now, just how important it is and maybe how casual we've been about speaking life or death into our lives. And it just seems so contemporary and so casual to speak death, but yet it's very dangerous and destructive. And it certainly is counterproductive because, you know, Jennifer, you know, the very same people that speak death in their lives will say, hey, where's God? You know, where's the benefit of Christianity? You know, I promised myself to follow Christ, and yet I'm kind of taking a very casual approach, almost like Caleb, and thinking we can redefine, you know, God's plan, right?
Yeah, well, it's important that our words always agree with God's word. When our words stop agreeing with God's word, we never live the confidence, the freedom, the blessing that God intended for us. But when we begin to line up our words that we speak to ourselves and then we speak to others with God's word, then we're living out that truth that the Lord says, when we know it, it sets us free. And that's what we're all looking for, Bill, is to live that kind of freedom.
I'm right with you. Jennifer Rothschild is with us. We've got more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. More from Jennifer after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you. Bill Martinez live.
You gave your love, you gave your life, you gave your everything, and I want to give it all back to you.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
America, good to have you along with us. Our conversation with Jennifer Rothschild continues, author of the book Me, Myself, and Lies, What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. As a child, Jennifer dreamed of being an artist, but at age 15, lost her eyesight. What was that like for you, Jennifer?
Well, you know, it was not something I expected, I can tell you that. I could see perfectly well, and within just a series of months, my eyesight began to worsen, but so subtly that I didn't kind of recognize it at first. You know, I just thought it was clumsy because I would trip down the stairs and my grades began to fall. But once I began to walk upstairs with my mom one evening and I was tripping up the stairs, she paused and she said, "Jennifer, can you not see the stairs?" And I was just as surprised. You know, I said, "What do you mean, Mom? You can?" I truly just thought I was the clumsiest person that ever lived. Well, that's about all it took. My mother had me to the eye doctor the next day, and we lived in Miami, Florida at the time.
Right.
And so within a week, I was at the Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, and that's where they diagnosed I had this disease called retinitis pigmentosa. So I was declared legally blind, but the prognosis of the disease was that eventually my retinas would totally deteriorate, and I'd be totally blind. So here I am now in my early 50s, and I'm looking back at my life, and I have lived it in physical darkness longer than I ever lived in physical light. And I got to tell you, what I experienced when I was 15 is what I experienced at age 50, and it's this. Blindness is really hard. It is the hardest thing I deal with every single day. I close my eyes. There's no escape from it because dark during the day, too. But I'll tell you this. I really have seen that God is good, even when life is hard, and that I really can trust him more than my feelings. And I've learned that, you know, it may never be well with my situation, but God really has made it well with my soul. And,
exactly.
And I'm just so grateful. I know I can be blind with God, but I know for sure there is absolutely no way I could ever do this without him.
That's what I was going to ask you, is that you imagine those that are blind without God, and what that must be for them.
Where's your hope?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I've had some folks ask me, well, weren't you angry at God? And, you know, I get super frustrated with blindness because it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I never got angry toward God. And I think the reason is, well, first of all, it's his grace. It's his grace that equipped me to not be angry. But I also think there is this little bit of pragmatism at the bottom of this. Because here's the deal. I need him so much that if I chose to be angry toward him, then I'm just building this wall that separates me from my absolute only and best resource for hope and peace and optimism and perspective. But when I just choose to say, okay, God, I'm going to embrace what you have allowed. I can't change it, but I'm going to assume you've let it happen so that you can change me. Then that the blindness becomes this bridge. When I just lay it down and stop, you know, trying to change things, when I lay it down, it really does become this bridge that connects me to God. And I cannot imagine blind or fully sighted doing life without that kind of relationship and the strength of the Lord.
Are you amazed that you're able to see things that people who do have sight cannot see?
Well, I'll tell you this. Sometimes I've said to my friends, I'm so sorry that you can see. Because, now listen, in a moment, if there was a chance for me to see, I would want it. Of course I would. But I mean that in the truest sense. I think sometimes sight can be a distraction that disallows us to see what really matters. Mm-hmm. I think it can be when we're really looking at people, we may not see them for who they are. I have this friend who's got a public ministry, and she has fought her weight. It was, you know, goes up and down for years, and of course people comment on it. And I remember seeing her a couple years ago, and when she approached me, said, oh, Jennifer, I just, when I saw we were going to be together, I was so glad because I feel safe with you because you can't see me and you're not judging me.
Oh,
And I thought, I'd take no credit for that. I mean, who knows, if I could see, I would probably be just as tempted to judge. My point is, that we would all be blind, right? To
exactly.
See people for who they really are, for the beauty in them. It would allow us to love each other, I think, with more empathy and truth.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, this is what happens when we get in the way of God's standard as opposed to our own personal standards. And for those that have had eyes to see and ears to hear, they understand where I'm coming from here. I would think that just between you and me, it probably freaks your husband out because you probably know things about him that he wants to go, could you be a little bit more blind, you know?
You talk about my husband, it's my children. I think for the first many years of their life, they didn't really not know what to expect. Can she see? Can she really not see? Because I could catch him at everything. And the best part was, if anybody in my family couldn't find something, I could always locate it. And I think it was because I was just a little more tuned in. So I remember one time my little boy said, I was starting to cross the street more quickly than my husband and son, and a car was coming. And so my husband reacts, Jennifer, stop, stop, you know, and so I slow down. And my little boy says, Mom, you almost got hit by the car, which I didn't, but of course, and I said, I'm sorry, I should have been more careful, you know. And I'm thinking, how good, he's so empathetic. And he said, yeah, because if you died, Daddy and I could not find anything ever.
A reason to be, just to be the one to find that that missing sock somewhere that gets lost, right? Oh, my goodness. Our purpose defined by a young child. What is it like for you, a day in the life of?
Well, it's like a day in the life of everybody else. I just have to do things maybe a little bit slower and a little bit more creatively.
Right.
You know, because I'm a writer, I have software on my computer that talks to me. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I write my own books, but I can hear everything I'm typing. Now, it has a digital voice that talks like this, and a lot of people can't understand a word it's saying, but I'm pretty tuned in. My iPhone, I have a lot of apps that I use on my iPhone. You know, one that'll help me know what bills I have to read money, one that helps me with colors. I have an assistant who will drive me places when I need. But otherwise, I tend to be rather self-sufficient just because I've been so blessed to have technology that helps me and friends and family that are so gracious to help me.
And you're even musical.
A little bit, yeah. I love to play the piano, you know.
Well, that's good.
I love it. I play by ear. So, yeah, I enjoy it.
Well, good fun. And so, Jennifer, what do you want people to take away primarily from your book?
From Me, Myself, and Lies, what I really want people to recognize is that what they say to themselves matters because they matter.
Yeah.
And if I could sum it up into just a couple of phrases, I would choose Psalm 19, verse 14, and it's the prayer of David where he asked God, he said, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, for you are my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer."
Boy, that's that part where it causes you to, first of all, as you say, those three R's, you know, recognize, you refuse, and you replace. You're replacing it with God's standard of identification, not the culture, not your generational curses that may have tagged along with you that impact your personal story. But it's the story yet to be realized that God has given you, right?
He's given us a beautiful story, and sometimes I think we grab the pen out of his hand and we try to write it in the way we think it should be. And we really begin to live the life he intended for us when we give him the pen and watch what he does. And as we see him at work, as we read his word and listen to his word, then our life begins to agree with what he's doing in our life. Our words begin to agree with his word. And then suddenly we don't feel like we're a participant in our story. We feel like we're the spectator.
Right.
Watching God do something in us is better than we could have ever imagined.
Yeah, and when you talk about that, Jennifer, when our thoughts, our words align with God's, I mean, there is something just incredibly precious and powerful about that, isn't there?
Well, the thing is that your words and my words, they have no inherent life in them.
Mm-hmm.
But every word that God spoke is living and active, and life brings life. So as we begin to really know his word and speak his word, then our life begins to change because it brings those dead things back to life. He's our redeemer.
Yes.
That means every old lie we've ever believed, he can redeem. That means every old habit that we've ever had, he can redeem. But we don't do that within our own power. We
exactly.
do that based on Philippians 4:13. We do it, we do all those things through Christ's strength in us.
Exactly. Well, it's as the word says, the word goes out, that living word goes out to find its mate. And when it finds that mate in your very heart, incredible, you know, dunamis, powerful things begin to happen in your life. And Jennifer Rothschild is a walking example of God's dunamis power. Jennifer, if people would like for you to speak, I know you have a speaking ministry where you go out and speak to groups, Fresh Grounded Faith events. How can they be in touch with you?
Well, you can find anything you need to know, and probably more than you want to know, on JenniferRothschild.com. And there's also a book page, by the way, that has extra resources for Me, Myself, and Lies. It's called Me, Myself, and Lies.us. You can even buy a version of Me, Myself, and Lies for teenage girls.
Wow.
So we can help get the truth in them early. So JenniferRothschild.com and Me, Myself, and Lies.us.
There it is, and we're going to link the book at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jennifer Rothschild has been with us. Jennifer, you are an absolute blessing. Thank you so much for being with us.
No, thanks, Bill.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save?